Thank you for downloading The Producer's Pick from Sounds True. This podcast is dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, one of our producers has chosen a selection from a program they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, How Past Lives Affect Us, comes from the audio program Healing Your Past Life Fears from Ainsley MacLeod. Mitchell Clute is the Sounds True producer who worked on this program, and here are Mitchell's thoughts. Until I met psychic and author Ainsley MacLeod, my understanding of past lives was informed mostly by Eastern concepts of karma and reincarnation. I hadn't given much thought to how past lives might affect individuals in the contemporary Western world. Ainsley and his guides changed my outlook. His understanding of how past life fears affect us in the present resonated strongly with me, and I found that working with past life fears can have a profound transformative effect. You can download the entire program on healing your past life fears at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, How Past Lives Affect Us, with Ainsley MacLeod.
One thing that really struck me when I started getting into past lives was recognizing over time the diversity of the impact of past lives and the many, many ways that they affect us. And how just understanding what happened in the past leads to sometimes quite radical healing. The effect of exploring past lives is cathartic. Catharsis comes from the Greek for cleansing or purging. It's an emotional release associated with understanding the underlying cause of a fear. Now, what we're going to do in this session is actually three things. Step one, I'm going to show you how each fear, block, limiting belief, or phobia falls into one of 10 categories, and how to recognize the fear by its symptoms, or what are called resonances. Step two is I'm going to show you how to journey back into your soul's past to uncover the source of your fears. And then in step three, I'm going to show you how to take action to heal the past through spiritual acts related to the original trauma. Before I get into all that, I want to talk to you about a couple of concepts that you'll encounter. One is something called resonances. Resonances are reminders that you'll have in this life about incidents that have happened in past lives. A very common one that I started coming across in my early days of doing past life work was wherever somebody's been hanged in a prior incarnation, there'll be some memory there, often issues surrounding the throat or the neck. A common one is people who've been hanged in a previous lifetime don't want to wear turtlenecks or jewelry. They feel uncomfortable with it, and very often their throats will close up during stress. Or what I heard from a number of people is that they thought they had thyroid problems. But in common with a lot of past life resonances of that sort of physical type, doctors couldn't find anything actually wrong with the person. Resonances can be emotional, physical. They can manifest as anxieties, quirks of behavior, blocks. There's plenty of manifestations. One that I've come across a few times is a sensitivity to temperature. Another concept that it's very important to understand is something called triggers. Triggers are reminders of a past life. They allow a small fear, a molehill-sized fear, to become a volcano. One of my clients was abandoned in a previous lifetime after being stabbed in her abdomen. And I asked her about this and how it played out in her current life. And she told me when she was a very small child that she would cry herself to sleep at night, clutching her stomach and rolled up in a ball on the floor. The trigger was a reminder of a past life where she'd been rejected by the community, rejected by her family. And what had triggered it in this life was being made to sleep in her own bed, when her parents decided that she could no longer sleep in their room.